Okay, hello everybody, and welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to be talking a little bit about wildfires. It's been a very long year, but if you think back amongst all the other things, the world of the year started out with Australia on fire, and it seems like right here in the United States, much of our country's been on fire the rest of the year. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. My name's Bill.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Gina.
So, as we know, wildfires are becoming more frequent and more intense as climate change is intensifying. So, we are going to talk a little bit about the health effects that we are seeing with wildfires. So, as we know, wildfires can cause significant negative health impacts, including exacerbations of asthma and COPD, respiratory infections and cardiac arrests, as well as exacerbations of COVID-19, which my colleague Gina will expand more upon. But one effect that we feel is important to talk about is the mental health impacts of wildfires. So, wildfires and other extreme weather or natural disasters that last for days rather than longer periods of time, we know have significant mental health consequences, which includes increased rates of anxiety, mood disorders, post-traumatic disorder, which Bill will touch more on, and even suicide. So what we're seeing is these fires come through cities and towns really quickly. People are forced to evacuate their homes on a moment's notice, leaving most of their possessions behind and returning to find that their house with all of their possessions are burned down. So this is obviously an incredibly stressful thing to go through, and it takes a significant impact on people's mental health. And it's even more problematic for certain vulnerable populations, including young children, people of low socioeconomic status, and minorities. So this is obviously a very serious issue that needs to be better addressed. And I will pass over to my colleague Bill to expand more upon it.
Okay, thank you. So, just to quantify a bit what this year's been like, pulling from a recent Lancet paper, it's been cited that as of October 19th, there have been 46,000 over 46,000 wildfires here in the United States that have burned more than 8.4 million acres during 2020. And just for comparison's sake, that's just a number, but that's over 2.1 million more acres burned than there have been on the 10-year average over the past 10 years. And believe it or not, 2020 is not yet over. As of November 3rd, there were still over 22 f wildfires ongoing, with over 4,100 active firefighters trying to contain them. And so, why is this happening? So, one reason is that six states, Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah, each reported their high or warmest ever Augusts on record. Fires are traumatic, and while being involved in a trauma doesn't guarantee that you'll have PTSD, it's the first domino to fall in a series that can lead to PTSD. So, also in this year, as everyone is well aware of, is we're dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's almost as if this year has provided trauma after trauma in which there's no escape. So I like to go for a run when I'm trying to de-stress. People in California, they run outside, try to run outside, and they see these post-apocalyptic landscapes that one lady from the article compared to watching Blade Runner. It's scary. So it's hard to escape from these traumas that in this year. So with the overwhelming of the hospital system, it's worrisome to think about how people are going to find help in this year, with hospital systems being overrun. It's definitely a concern. So in California, they're looking to flatten the curve of all the different curves going on, as well as increase surge capacity and also manage everything through a compact incident command system that they can work from. And now I'll pass it on to my colleague Gina to talk a little bit more about this.
So I'm going to look at the interaction between the health effects of COVID-19 and wildfire smoke pollution. So a little scientific background, wildfire smoke consists of particulate matter. And what is of particular interest is particulate matter that has a diameter less than or equal to 2.5 micrometers. This is important because this type of particulate matter can be inhaled and it can last for days, weeks, or even months in the air. It can also pose significant health effects, particularly respiratory effects. So, this type of particulate matter has been consistently associated with increased susceptibility to respiratory viral infections. This is thought to be caused by immunosuppression and inflammation from the wildfire smoke. Therefore, wildfire smoke pollution may increase susceptibility to COVID-19 and cause more severe cases of the virus. We can try to mitigate this increased susceptibility to COVID-19 infection by reducing population exposure to wildfire smoke. Unfortunately, we cannot simply stop the wildfires. So, one of our best defenses is to maintain cleaner indoor air. Given that most people spend the majority of their time inside, we can advise susceptible populations to stay at home and use portable air cleaners. However, closing windows and doors to maintain cleaner indoor air, conflicts with the advice of improving ventilation to reduce COVID-19 transmission. So, a good compromise must be found to balance the risks of wildfire smoke exposure and the risk of COVID-19 transmission. This goal to maintain cleaner indoor air would also be very effective in long-term care facilities where those most vulnerable to COVID-19 live. So, in the end, environmental public health officials should push harder than ever for wildfire smoke preparedness given the uncertainty of the future of the pandemic and the interaction between wildfire smoke and susceptibility to COVID-19.
All right, thanks for listening, and we're happy to take any questions. All right, thanks.